On Hoosier Ag Today, we're speaking with Agronomic Service Representative for Syngenta, Chad Threewitz, who is in the Fort Wayne area. Chad, good to speak with you. We've got some questions because the growing season is getting closer, and you can feel it in the air, obviously. With spring weather conditions predicted again this year to vary across the country, how can growers put together a plan now so they are prepared to best protect their crops from early season weeds and maximize that yield potential?
Yeah, I think it's funny because we always talk about what's a normal spring, and I don't know that we've had a normal spring, right? Because it varies so much. So I think having a plan that gives us some flexibility when it comes to crop protection products, that meaning with residual, with some of the weed problems we're having, but also just safety on the crop. We tend to want to plant, you know, as early as possible to maximize yields, and having products out there that are safe for the crop. And also when we do get some of these extreme weather where it's too much rain or not enough rain, to make sure that we're protecting ourselves and have that herbicide in mind and what that plan is going to look like.
Growers seem to be very anxious to plant once the weather turns. So what should they keep in mind if the weather does warm up and they want to start planting early?
Yeah, I think, you know, some years we start even from this time on, really these fields start to green up. And, you know, I think we always talk about starting clean and staying clean. So, you know, having a really, you know, effective burn down out there to make sure that we don't have any weeds that are emerged. We have a lot more issues with perennial weeds now, whether it's thistles or dandelions. And then some of those problems they're really hard to take care of later in the season. So having that effective burn down and we start getting these warm temperatures. I know it was probably the last 2 or 3 years I've seen water hemp emerging in, you know, the early to middle April. And that's a weed that can really compete with the crop and be really hard to control post. So really looking at what's out there in the fields, understanding that even when those weeds can get, you know, 2 to 4 inches tall, can start robbing some of our yield even early on in the season.
How much yield can it rob?
So even a you know, 3 to 4 bushels average, from when they're that small all the way up to we've seen, you know, you get, you know, weeds like giant ragweed that are much more competitive, easily seeing 15 to 20 bushel yield losses. So that's really why that early season management's important. Because there's been years where we could only spray early, you couldn't get in their post, and maybe from a safety standpoint, it was just hard to get in there later, and we had those weeds competing with the crop all year long.
Well, with unpredictable weather always a factor, what happens if growers are unable to make a planned pre-emergence application?
Well, I think a lot of times, as we mentioned, we can't get in there when some of those weeds are up. So having you know, a herbicide program that can go in and not only offer us great residual, knock down a lot of those weeds that are out there, and then that takes multiple effective products to be able to do that. So and then having that peace of mind after we spray those products. So something like Acuron herbicide, you know, it's got the flexibility to go from 28 days pre-plant all the way up to 12-inch corn. So really having that wider window of application when we don't know what the weather's going to do.
Talk a little bit more about Acuron corn herbicide and the benefits.
Yeah, so Acuron contains 4 active ingredients, giving us multiple modes of action. And what that really means is we're spreading our risk. So, you know, a lot of the products in there can be activated, as we would say, under different weather conditions. So whether there's too much rain or not enough rain, we have a balance in there. And it contains a unique component that's not in other products, which is called bicyclopyrum. And that's really the piece, the newest active that gives us control of, you know, really 70 of the toughest grasses and broadleaves, including the resistant ones that we're dealing with. And that product can get activated sooner. So if it's dry, that's a really effective piece that we can utilize to our advantage.
And that can be applied, once again, pre or post.
Correct. All the way up to 12-inch corn.
Chad Threewitz is with Syngenta, and we sure appreciate the information. It's that time of the year, so we're getting excited. We hope it's a productive spring and a safe one, too. Thanks, Chad.
Thank you.